Hello, my name is Ying Jiegu. I'm presenting the auto redistribution. Okay, next. First of all, we will quickly review the basic information that is introduced in the previous version of auto redistribution. In case there are someone that hasn't read the draft or forget what we have introduced, the basic requirements for auto redistribution is first that the auto client should be able to identify the desired data. That is, the auto client should know whether the data is from the right auto server and whether the information is quite what it want. And the second one is that auto client should be able to check the validity of the information, whether it has been modified. And the next key issue of the auto redistribution is that what kind of information is redistributable? Not all of the information, I think. Some generic information, for example, the server capability and the full network map and pass cost map among all PIDs, those information are redistributable. Okay, next. And this slide shows the scheme design questions that is concluded from the last version. Not all of them, but some key issues. That is, the first one is, how could peers decide whether to get auto information from server or from other clients? At least there should be one peer in the auto overlay that should get the information directly from the auto server, and then the other can actually get the information from the overlay. But who is the first one, and how to get it? And second question is, how could peers locate the information in the overlay? Our design destination is to make the miners' changes or requirements to the auto system. So up to now, the auto server, the auto client supports two protocols at least. One is the application protocol, and the other is the auto protocol. So our purpose is to make no other information added to the auto client. The next one is what I have just introduced is about the next one. What protocol should be used? The second one, how could locate the information? That should be two cases. One is that the redistribution is among a peer-to-peer overlay. In that case, the auto client can get information by DHT or other kinds of peer-to-peer methods. And the other case is that the redistribution happens in a non-peer-to-peer application a network. In that case, some other application can be used, or the auto protocol can be used. The last one is how to update the redistributed information on time, and how to who is responsible for updating. We have introduced an expiration time in the previous version, and so does the auto protocol. But one question is that if the auto information changed long before the expiration time, how should the overlay do? If the maps will significantly influence the effectiveness of the auto service, that should be a big issue. Okay, next, please. Okay, this is the significant changes from IETF 77. First of all, we divide the redistribution flow into two parts, and we will introduce options for each part. And actually, we have just made some big modifications to the slides, so the draft should be further updated. And for each of the two parts, we will analyze the benefits and the requirements for the outer system. Okay, next. This is the redistribution architecture. We introduced a new thing, that is the redistribution proxy. It can be redistribution server also, whatever. It's kind of a device that can receive the auto redistributed information and share it with the whole auto client. So for short, we call it R proxy. The R proxy is the boundary of the two part. From R proxy to auto server, this is the first part. This part is independent from the other side of the architecture. And this part is about how to get the information out of the auto server. And the other part, we have two options. The other part, the black one, is the first option, that is the auto client, how the auto client can pull information from the R proxy. And the green one is another one. It introduced how the R proxy can push the information into the overlay, and the information is published over the overlay and shared among. Okay, we can go to next slide.
We can't. No, Enrico.
Okay, this is the description of the R proxy. The R proxy can be ISP deployed, and that is a server. We can call it a server, or it is an application deployed. For example, it can be a tracker or a supernode. The R proxy is used to receive and redistribute all the information. Okay, next. First of all, we'll introduce the red part, that is the communication between auto server and the R proxy. Next, please. Yeah. We have two options. The first one is pull. The R proxy will ask for the auto information frequently, or when the auto information is expired, the R proxy will ask from the auto server. This is called pull. And the other thing is push. The push is that auto server will send the updated information to R proxy as soon as the information changed. The benefit is obvious because the information will be updated on time, the lowest latency. In this case, the R proxy, in both cases, the R proxy runs the auto protocol. Okay, next. Okay, this is the pool from proxy. That is, we will introduce the flow very quickly. That is, the auto client will first, after a discover the auto server, will first get a server list which will include the R proxy IP address or URI and the public key, which is used to authenticate the information. And then we assume that the auto information has already been stored on the R proxy, and then the auto client can request the R proxy for what it wants. And this is pull. It's push. Push is that the auto client can first get the public key from the auto server, and the R proxy, meanwhile, the R proxy will push the auto information into the overlay. For example, the PP Live, it will choose a peer or some other nodes that can serve the overlay, will put the thing on the auto client, and then the auto client may publish the thing on the overlay, and that's all. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Quick question, Vijay Gurbani. I mean, our notion of information redistribution is predicated on the fact that the Alto server might get overloaded when we have lots and lots of peers, right?
Yeah.
So a question to the China Telecom folks who did this with 7 million peers. Did you keep track of whether the Alto server was overloaded or not with queries?
You're not going to get an answer to that question.
Yeah, quickly. I'm probably not going to get... Okay. The answer is it didn't scale with the number of peers, but with the number of trackers.
Yeah, Martin Thompson, just a brief comment. You're building this caching redistribution architecture, and it scares me. Buy one. We have systems that are built that do all of this. There's some really good ones in HTTP. I encourage you strongly to have a look at those and avoid reinventing the wheel, particularly when you've got a perfectly round one sitting there. So just something to look at. This looks far more complicated than it needs to be. It is a complicated problem, but other people have solved it for you. So
okay.
Avoid that.
Okay, thank you.
Ronnie Evan, just for your comment, I mean, you should read the draft when it's written, because the first option is just using the current Alto in order to do that. It doesn't do anything more. There's no protocol, there's no need for really, but it explains how to use the current protocol to get the information from the Alto server to the distribution, and the Alto client doesn't change at all. It just does the process of getting the information, who is the redistribution and the key when he connects to the Alto server. It's a regular mechanism. So it's not. It looks like, but it's not. There are two different methods. One of them is simple. It's the first one. The other one gives a better way to do it while using the overlay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. We're over time. Thank you for your patience, your forbearance. We'll see you all on the list.